Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The Connecticut Business Blend every Monday with the Hartford Business Journal's Greg Bordonaro. A couple things to go over on this Monday. Greg, how are you this morning?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So, you know, this you point out that, you know, Eversource is offloading the water company for almost $2.5 billion. And I guess the question that our listeners want to know is, this deal going to end up being a net positive or negative for Connecticut consumers?
Yeah, and frankly, it's a deal that's kind of gone under the radar. You know, there was initial news coverage of it when the deal was announced, but not much has been talked about in terms of the impact of the deal. So, we tried to take a deeper dive into it, and it's an interesting deal because you have a sort of a publicly traded company or a company that's part of a publicly traded company being sold, and now it's going to be spun off into this sort of quasi-public government agency. And they're going to be financing this whole deal basically through issuing debt. And there's concerns about, some cities and towns that are in this in Aquarian's district that, will they be able to manage that debt effectively? And some are concerned that it's going to be too much debt. You know, it's a $2.4 billion deal. It's going to be basically a startup kind of company that's going to be running this operation. It's going to be a partner to another quasi-public company, the South Central Connecticut Regional Water Authority. They're going to basically be, sister companies, sort of. And so there's just a lot of questions about how the business of this thing works, since it is basically a startup operation. They're issuing debt to acquire the company, and they're going to have to be paying that debt off, pretty much pretty early on in the deal, and a lot of that's going to be paid off through revenue that's generated by customers. So there's concerns that customers are going to end up paying more for rates down the road. Now, the water company that's doing the acquiring here, they're saying, well, they're a quasi-public entity. They're a nonprofit, so they could issue tax-exempt debt. They don't have to pay taxes, and that will ultimately lead to lower rates for customers. So it's kind of an interesting debate that's occurring right now.
Yeah, and it involves roughly a third of the towns in the state of Connecticut, and so I guess it's a wait and see. But there is a sense that they might have to pass on some of these costs to the consumer. We're talking with Greg Bordonaro from the, of course, Hartford Business Journal. You go to hartfordbusiness.com, and we do the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday at 8:50. Also, first of all, I think that people throw around terms like fintech, and the average person's like, what the hell does that mean? And so can you just give broadly what these companies, what is the under the umbrella of fintech, and then talk about what's going on in Stamford?
Sure. So fintech is, basically a financial technology company. It's a sort of a technology company first that is involved in some sort of financial services. Maybe it's a digital lender or, some sort of data analysis for the banking industry or something like that. It's digital first, but it has the financial services component to it. And the city of Stamford's really kind of trying to make itself a base for the fintech industry. A few reasons for that: obviously proximity to New York City, which is a major financial center. Also, New York is one of the biggest fintech centers in the world. Actually, New York City and the San Francisco Bay Area are the two worldwide fintech centers. Stanford thinks with its proximity to New York City. Also, Stanford has a pretty strong financial services base as well, that they could be sort of a secondary base for the fintech industry. They've attracted a number of companies in recent years. A number of fintechs have moved to the city. UConn just launched a new fintech program, both at its Hartford and Stanford campus. The city of Stanford's also vying for the state pool of $100 million for this Innovation Corridor program to launch an AI Innovation Institute, kind of like Hartford is, and the one that would be in Stanford if they get some of the state funding, which they probably will focus, target the fintech industry as one of the key industries they want to use AI for. So there is this big push. They have been able to attract fintech firms. Stanford right now, if you talk to national organizations, they're not really recognized as a big base for the fintech industry, but the city is really making that push. So we're not there yet. And, you know, there are setbacks too. There's a fintech company that the state gave some incentives to in 2021 called Tomo. They do some digital mortgage lending. They made a big splash. Governor went down, announced their new headquarters in Stanford. Well, earlier this year, they announced they're moving to New York City in search of a larger talent pool. So, you know, being, as we know in Connecticut, being next to New York City and Boston could be both a blessing and a curse. I think it's up for debate. I think it's kind of up for debate which one it is more so. Sometimes I do think it is a negative just because of the attraction that Boston and New York City has in terms of both for companies and talent.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I always thought Stanford was close enough. A reverse commute might be appealing, and obviously the real estate is less expensive than Manhattan, but it tends to go in cycles. Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here on the Connecticut Business Blend. You know, it's the whole EV turnaround, electric vehicle turnaround in the last couple of years has been kind of stunning, and one of the big criticisms when there were all these mandates being bandied about in the Biden administration was that, well, they don't have the infrastructure built out. There's not enough charging stations, and they were starting to ramp that stuff up. But now that, you know, things are cooling off on the industry, now all the build outs are starting to cool off. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and basically, you know, the Trump administration has froze a lot of Biden-era funding, including $3 billion for the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Funding Program. Basically, it was fund developers and help them build out, finance partially the build-out of electric vehicle charging stations. That funding has been frozen. Several big projects across the state have now been sort of either mothballed or scaled back. There's this big project in Wallingford. They're going to build a basic EV charging station facility, 38 EV chargers over the attached cafe. That plan is basically completely mothballed now. It's not going to go forward. There's another developer based in Hartford who builds these blended both gas stations, electric vehicles. He's cut back some of the projects that he's working on. The infrastructure is key to the future of electric vehicles, and that's being scaled back. The bigger question is, the EV industry has been heavily subsidized by the government. If these subsidies get pulled back and all of a sudden, the growth of the EV industry is significantly restricted, can this industry sort of stand up on its own is another question too. I think that's got to be answered at some point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if it can handle life without the subsidies. There's no doubt about it. Greg, thanks so much. Have a great week.
Thanks, Brian.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.